Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. is weighing its options after Houthi rebels fired missiles at commercial ships Sunday in the Red Sea, and a U.S. destroyer shot down several drones launched by that same group. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said,
attacks on commercial shipping in international waters are totally unacceptable and have to stop. And what we are doing now is engaging in intensive consultations with partners and allies to determine the appropriate next steps.
He also said the U.S. is speaking to partners about how to restart talks about releasing hostages still held by Hamas. Israel's continued its bombardment of southern Gaza. The head of the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees said the humanitarian situation gets worse by the hour. A massive home explosion in Arlington, Virginia was caught on fire. It happened when police said they tried to serve a warrant. A man began firing, then the house exploded. Crews are still working to try to put that fire out. That man was the only person in the house. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court heard arguments Monday over whether the Sackler family, which used to control Purdue Pharma, should be granted immunity from future lawsuits linked to the opioid crisis.
As part of the Purdue Pharma bankruptcy, the Sackler family would put up $6 billion to pay victims' families and fund opioid treatment, but they'd be immune from future claims. Liberal Justice Elena Kagan noted,
it's overwhelming, the support for this deal, and among people who have no love for the Sacklers.
Still, the Justice Department says the deal is unfair to any claimant who might oppose it. The Boy Scouts and the Catholic Church have aired their concerns about a loss for Purdue because they have similarly used the bankruptcy law while they've paid out sexual assault claims. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
YouTuber Trevor Jacob was sentenced to 6 months in prison related to a 2021 plane crash that the FAA said he deliberately caused over Los Padres National Forest. He had pleaded guilty. He would have faced up to 20 years in prison. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for snow overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 25, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of flurries again tomorrow. High of 35, cloudy. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 17. Cloudy skies expected Wednesday, decreasing clouds by Thursday. Mid-30s Wednesday, mid-40s by Thursday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 25 overnight. We should top off around 35 tomorrow. Lows level off around 17 tomorrow night. About an inch of snow overnight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 30.
Q Country.
Thank you. Son of a sinner. Well, lots of people like to hunt, and Parker McCollum is no different. One thing he enjoys about hunting is relishing in the silence, the stillness of it. Here he is, bird it down.
The line between us was drawn. Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad and they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys. Cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
QCountry.com.
I've seen a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm
latest from Scotty McCurry. It's called Cabin of Solo. So they're doing a big, huge Opry Country Christmas celebration. They're running through the month of December, and Scotty was on hand at the Grand Ole Opry to do his part to bring in the holidays. Well, he got a special gift. Garth Brooks presented him with a gift, and inside, well, he was invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Congratulations to Scotty McCurry. Lanny Wilson on the way, Lee Bryce and more.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just split it all that jewelry.
Really cool station. 98 Q Country.
Online
at 98QCountry.com.
Sam Hunt with Outskirts. Now, we found out on Thanksgiving Sam Hunt and his wife welcomed a brand new baby. Now we know it's a baby boy now. It was born October 24th, second child for the couple. And the baby's name is Lowry Lee, which is actually Lowry is Hunt's middle name, and Lee is Hannah's, Fowler's, dad's name, I guess. So congratulations to both of them. We got a brand new baby in the country world. Stick around. More country on the way from Jordan Davis. Garth Brooks will lighten things up with a great Christmas tune. Plus, well, a fella who recently sang the national anthem did not get very good praise for it, but he's a pretty good singer still. We'll hear from him coming up in a few, just for you.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for snow overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 25, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of flurries again tomorrow. High of 35, cloudy. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 17. Cloudy skies expected Wednesday. Decreasing clouds by Thursday. Mid-30s Wednesday. Mid-40s by Thursday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 25 overnight. Wish a top off around 35 tomorrow. Lows level off around 17 tomorrow night. About an inch of snow overnight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 30.
You know, winter is right around the corner, and we're shoveling up another big pile of country right now.
Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
98 Q Country.
Cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on the first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out in the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close. Spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 views, hold our peace and crown, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world's been.
Country.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Singer on that one. It's Warren Zeider's Pretty Little Poison. However, he kind of torched the national anthem at the Big 12 championship game on Saturday. People called it awful, hilariously terrible, and ear-bleeding bad. So I don't know if you caught it or not. I didn't see it live. I went and watched a video of it. And it's not Roseanne Barr bad. You can go check it out for yourself. You can find it online. Carrie Underwood's on the way.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a beach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know.
Chicken.
smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every night's had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn till my fingers hurt. No telling who
you.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Try.